Imagine driving your personal car for work so much that your boss cuts you a $10,000 mileage reimbursement check. That's what happened recently at Washington's Department of Social and Health Services. Only the person who got the check isn't an employee, and she's not the only one who's logging high miles and collecting large reimbursements from DSHS. Who are these road warriors? Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains and reports on the expensive but vital service they provide.
The payment was for $10,672. It was issued to LaVon Nooner last September. Who is LaVon Nooner? And more importantly, why did she drive nearly 19,000 miles over 4 months in her personal car at state expense? To find out, I called her. After a round of telephone tag and an exchange of text messages, Nooner stopped responding to my request for an interview. I did, however, obtain her travel records from the state, and based on those records, our analysis shows that over the past decade, Nooner has requested roughly $300,000 in mileage reimbursements, plus another $35,000 in per diem. So who is LaVon Nooner?
I'm very aware that LaVon is a very long-standing provider.
That's Connie Lambert-Eckel with Washington's DSHS. She says Nooner is a volunteer in the Spokane office who drives foster youth to court-ordered services. This could be visits with their biological parents, counseling sessions. Nooner is one of several DSHS volunteer drivers who log tens of thousands of miles shuttling youth across the vast expanses of eastern Washington. He's going the distance. Let's consider just one day in LaVon Nooner's volunteer life, March 5th, 2012. Records show the day started at 7 a.m. at Nooner's home in Medical Lake near Spokane. And this was her itinerary. Medical Lake to Colbert, Washington. Colbert to Cheney. Cheney to Spokane. Spokane to Chewila, round trip. Spokane to Chatteroy, round trip. Spokane back to Chewila. And finally, Chewila home to Medical Lake. It was 7:45 in the evening, nearly 13 hours and more than 300 miles later. Now, this was an epic day, but a 2012 internal audit of the volunteer driver program found some volunteers frequently drove in excess of 8 hours a day, increasing the risk of an accident. One unidentified volunteer exceeded 8 hours of driving 80% of the time. That audit resulted in a crackdown of sorts. Today, volunteer drivers are capped at 8 hours behind the wheel per day. Even so, these volunteers continue to rack up the miles. Records show in the first 9 months of the fiscal year, the top three drivers for DSHS have already been reimbursed more than $20,000 each.
And that's a lot.
Again, the agency's Connie Lambert-Eckel.
That's a lot of driving, and that's the need.
Now, Lambert-Eckel says she'd love to have more volunteers, but they're hard to recruit, so the trips fall to the hardcore drivers who are willing to log a lot of miles.
They're just generous of heart and spirit in an effort to help us serve kids and their families' needs as effectively as we can.
But has this volunteer program morphed into something else? Jason Mercier is with the Washington Policy Center, a right-of-center think tank that watchdogs government spending.
When you see reimbursements at the level that you can buy a brand new car, the spirit of being a volunteer comes into question.
We attempted to contact several high-miles volunteer drivers for this story, but only one couple agreed to speak on the record.
Kenny's a safe driver.
Anna and Ken Meggs are former foster parents in the Tri-Cities. They volunteered to drive a decade ago after they both retired. In a typical month, they say they cover 3,000 to 6,000 miles. They've gone as far as Wyoming.
We just traded off a year ago our 1996 Toyota Camry that had almost 500,000 miles on it.
Anna says over the years they've had their share of adventures.
Oh my.
Like the time a pregnant teen ran from them at a rest stop. Last winter they hit black ice and spun off the road. Even so, they see volunteer driving as a win-win.
I just like to drive. And we get to see a lot of country, and this way we get paid our mileage. We have a volunteer value for the state. A lot of times it saves the caseworker taking a state car, their time driving the person over.
Strong bonds can be forged during those long hours in the car. Just ask Andre Fayette.
I've been in foster care in Washington State for about 8 years.
Andre says once a month for several of those years, the same volunteer driver took him to see his biological sisters. It was a four-hour round trip.
When you spend a lot of your life in foster care, you don't have too many stable adult relationships with people. So, you know, it was nice having someone stable that you could just talk to on a regular basis.
Andre came to consider his driver like an aunt. He even invited her to his high school graduation. So far this fiscal year, Washington's DSHS says it's reimbursed volunteer drivers more than $300,000. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.